Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Third decade. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend, Dr. Arki Chankute. LearningCenter.net is his website. You can find out all the things he does there. Folks, it's outstanding. You'll be smarter. You'll be a much better, well-rounded person, especially when it comes to trust. If you spend some time with Arki and his book, Built on Trust, you couldn't take mine away from me. And Arki, thanks again for being here. One of the things that I've been saying, Arki, is that we've got a collision happening right now. We have a convergence of forces that are divergent forces. So the digital leverage is colliding with what I call the high touch leverage, the human being. And they're colliding and they're coming together. There's an interface that is needed because they're fish and fowl. They're oil and vinegar. They don't link. They don't dovetail. They don't handshake on their own because they're so different. The high touch and the high tech of an interface has to be developed. That interface, in my opinion, is going to be some variation, some technological answer to trust, because humans create technology, and humans require trust. What do you think?
Yes. Here's my experience. We've established, I think, in this phone conversation, in this radio broadcast, we've established that there is a difficulty today that the users have a part in the difficulty, and the media, the mediums, social the social mediums have a responsibility. Now, that's classic. There we do need an interface, and the interface likely will be partly technological. And we need, in my experience, I've been doing this for 40-some years now, my experience is when us, one side of the equation, can admit how we're participating in the problem, okay, and that's where we get just to, you know, get real comfortable with people who acknowledge and agree with us, no matter what it is.
Including us users.
I am talking about the users now, okay?
Yeah.
That's the us side. Then there's the them side, the social media, okay? And when they can admit, which I believe they are doing at the moment, that how they're participating in the problem. Once you get that on both sides, and this can be mediated, this can be facilitated, then you've got a solution waiting to happen, and that's what needs to happen. This is something that I think social media could take the initiative of, and users would join in gladly. There is the solution that I see, and because then you get in communication, and the communication leads to closure, and the closure leads to certain commitments that have enough different points of view involved in it. They're likely to work, and when you track them, they can be corrected.
Right.
This is the solution that I see, and
it's going to have to be a thing, isn't it, Arki? It's not going to be just a more amalgamation of what we've already had. There's going to have to be something definitive that's been created as an interface. And the reason I think it has to be tech is because it has to move. One of the things that I remind people about, Arki, is our ethics have to move at the speed of our leverage. Trust has to move at the speed of the leverage.
Yes.
So if you've got digital leverage,
that's
trust has to move at that speed.
Yes, and this can be done. I'm telling you, this can be done. and it will create a conversion from blame to responsibility. From complaining, we're going to have to give up the right to complain in order to solve this problem.
Well said. But it can be done. Well said. I agree. And which is these days, when there's more us versus them than ever before, that's no small feat, is it, Archie?
No, it's no small feat. But again, the money, the productivity, the success sits in that conflict. It's waiting for us to harvest.
I agree. That's the best practice part, folks, that Archie has taught us so well over the years. Hey, Archie, good job today. We couldn't do without you. Come back soon.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
It'd be
my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Dr. Archie Chakute, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when he joined us, and so we did. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.